news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, our preaching is from the United States by Sister Mary Jeremiah Gillette, a contemplative nun in Lufkin, Texas, who teaches in their formation program. Her preaching is entitled, Prefer Love to All Things.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, owe nothing to anyone except to love one another. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. The commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not kill, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and whatever other commandment there may be, are summed up in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no evil to the neighbor. Hence, love is the fulfillment of the law. The word of the Lord. Today's scripture readings, the first reading from Romans, which we just heard, and also the gospel from Luke, are both complementary and contradictory. I would like to pause briefly on the second aspect of contradictory, or seemingly so. Paul tells us to love others, yet Jesus in the gospel of Luke says that we are to hate others, and even ourselves. But is that really what he's saying? Are these two texts really contradictory? You have probably already read or heard in a homily that Jesus does not really mean hate as we think of it. It's actually an ancient Semitic way of saying prefer. Jesus is telling us to get our priorities in right order and that we should prefer nothing to him, or we just can't be his disciple. So ultimately, the two passages do go together. Paul is not disagreeing or correcting Jesus, but he is simply going into more specific detail. The one who loves fulfills the law. Paul is not talking about any kind of love, any normal human love, because human love is interested in self. It is, in a sense, selfish. St. Catherine writes quite a bit of this, on this, of not loving in a selfish way, but loving in a godly way. Human love cannot love fearlessly, unselfishly, and all comprehensively. The love we need is the love of Jesus within our hearts. We need to love with a divine love in order to truly love other people as they should be loved, and not selfishly, not for our sake, but for their sake. But how do we do this? How can we have this type of love? We are all too human. There are many simple ways built into our Catholic faith that enable us to grow in this divine love. First of all, we have our baptism, which introduces us into the divine life. Therefore, we have the ability to love as Jesus loves. so we can renew our baptismal consecration frequently. Then every morning we have the morning offering, wherein we unite ourselves to Jesus and all his desires. We can read about Jesus and the Trinity and each person of the Trinity. We can pray to Jesus, ask him to give us his love. In fact, we can do this all the time throughout the day, especially if we're doing simple, tedious, routine activities, or walking or driving from place to place. We can ask Jesus to fill our hearts with his love for others. We can take advantage of the sacraments of reconciliation to ask pardon for the times that we have failed to love as he loves. And of course, the greatest gift is the holy sacrifice of the Mass, wherein we come into contact with Jesus and the whole Trinity, not only in a spiritual way, but an actual physical sacramental way. The divine love enters within us and our hearts, so we should welcome him and ask him to pour out this love by his Holy Spirit into our hearts so that we really can love with a divine love, so that we really can prefer the love of Jesus to all things. Amen.
Oh.